On the show today, we have Mr. Mark Arnold from On The Mark Strategies giving us his latest on effective credit union branding practices. So check it out. You have some good news to talk about.
Yes.
An acquisition. I mean, are you like Apple or Microsoft? Or are you just acquiring these companies and building the Mark Arnold empire? What's going on here?
Yeah, in my dreams, maybe.
What's that?
but yeah, Dr. Hudson and I have been colleagues for years, helping each other's businesses grow and credit unions grow. So he's transitioning a little bit to some new ventures. And because one of our core services at On The Mark Strategies is strategic planning, it really was just a natural fit for us to acquire credit union strategies.
Nice. Now, and so what does this entail? I mean, what are you going to be able to offer now and how to help credit unions and that type of stuff?
Yeah, it's going to really enhance our services because we're able to integrate some of the credit union strategies strategic planning concepts into our trademark process. So it's really going to be able to allow us to serve more credit unions and give credit unions the best value and the most unique approach when it comes to strategic planning. So it's going to be a win-win for credit unions all the way around.
And so this is happening like right now, or is it like...
Right now, yeah, it's a done deal. Yeah, yeah. If you go to the Credit Union Strategy website, you'll see my video up there talking a little bit about it and whatnot. So yeah, the integration is in place. We have our team ready to go and ready to serve credit unions.
Excellent, right on. Well, I'm happy for you and your growth, and it's good news for the industry, I think, because you have a lot of good stuff, a lot of good content to share. And speaking of good content, you generate a ton of content every month. I mean, you are writing blog posts and article columns, all that type of stuff, left and right. And what are you seeing out there right now? Because you're out there. I mean, you're speaking. And
yeah,
you're consulting. What are you seeing out there in the credit union land in regards to getting their message out?
Well, and you mentioned something too about brand gaps.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the things we're seeing is that every credit union has some brand gaps. They all do. There can be a gap between their brand and their strategy. They could say we're all about technology, and then their mobile app could lag far behind. That's a brand gap.
Gotcha.
There could be a brand gap between their brand and their people. They could say we're all about service and their people really be falling behind. As an example, we were doing a marketing audit for a client of ours on the East Coast towards the end of last year. And their marketing material was excellent. It was first rate. We're thinking, okay, these guys know exactly what they're doing. But then we got to the part of the marketing audit where we were doing mystery shops on all their branches. And their staff really struggled. They didn't know what their credit union was about. They ignored some of the mystery shoppers. It just was a really bad experience.
Oh, wow.
Well, that was a real brand gap.
Yeah.
You know, they were saying one thing with their marketing, their people weren't living it. That's a brand gap.
Got
so there can be a gap between your brand and your strategy, a gap between your brand and your people, a gap between your brand and your operations.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're seeing is the most successful credit unions are looking for strategic and tactical ways to close those brand gaps. So that's definitely something we're seeing on the marketing side of stuff.
So it's basically walk your talk, essentially?
Walk your talk, absolutely. Yeah, definitely, very much so.
Gotcha. So what can credit unions do better? You mentioned five ways to improve your brand today on your website. So what can they do better in this area?
There are five things I think that they can do immediately right now. Number one, cut the copy. A lot of your marketing material just has way too much information in it.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to cut it down to one core message you're trying to send right to the reader. Whatever the piece is, whether it's an email, whether it's a website, whatever it is, cut the copy. Don't try and cram so much stuff into it. That's the very first thing you can do to improve your branding today.
Okay.
Second thing you can do to improve your branding today is to do a marketing audit. As I mentioned earlier, there are tons of brand gaps out there. And we're just too close to it. We're too close to our marketing. You need to take a step back, get an outsider's perspective and see. I know in my own company, we have to get an outside perspective from time to time because we're just too close to it. Kind of remove those glasses and look at it from a third party's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So cut the copy, do a marketing audit. Third thing you can do to immediately improve your brand today is do some brand training. Train your people on your brand.
Okay.
Watch those generic sales and service programs that's just going to be to anybody and rather train them to your brand. It doesn't matter what your brand is, whatever your vision is, it's your staff that has to live it.
Oh, yeah.
You can lead it all you want. It's your staff that has to live it. The only way they're going to live it is if you train to it.
Gotcha.
So train to your brand. That's the third thing you can do to immediately improve your brand.
Okay.
The fourth thing you can do, leverage video. so much content today is being consumed via video. Yet if you look at a lot of creative marketing, a lot of it is still fairly traditional, hardly any video. You're a video master, Mike. I mean, this is, you built a business around it.
You're getting a biased message here, yeah.
Yeah, credit unions should follow your lead and example and use more video in their emails and their websites, lots of ways. That's how people are consuming information. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, really just short 30-second clips, 1-minute clips, 2 minutes, whatever it is.
Exactly.
Short, sweet. Get those videos in there. That's the fourth thing.
Love it.
Number five, use testimonials. Everywhere, any marketing material you send out should have some type of member testimonial on it. Even a little two-sentence testimonial at the bottom of every email that goes out. Whatever it is, put something up. Email inserts, websites should be filled with testimonials, even video testimonials.
Yep.
But use testimonials. That will immediately have a direct impact on your marketing. So those five things: cut the copy, do a marketing audit, do brand training, leverage video, and use testimonials. If you do those five things starting today, you will see an immediate impact and improvement in your marketing and your branding.
I agree. Words to live by. And you also talk about brand beginnings. How can credit unions implement a quality brand beginnings, because they matter? What is it, and then how does this work?
Excellent. I want to talk kind of about brand beginnings from two perspectives, kind of onboarding. Onboarding with members and onboarding with new employees, both new members and new employees.
Okay.
On the new member side, you want to design a system of a number of touches that they're going to receive in the first 7 days, the first week, the first 30 days, and the first 90 days. Mm-hmm. Kind of break that down. How many touches do you want them to receive, and do as many as you possibly can?
Okay.
And not just the mass touches. It's good to send them postcards and emails and things like that, but try to mirror that or match that with some personal touches.
Exactly.
Do something simple like handwrite a note. That's very, very powerful. Everybody is getting email these days. Nobody's getting handwritten personal notes anymore.
Isn't that amazing?
That makes you stand out.
Yeah.
And here's a radical idea on the onboarding system. What if you had people from the C-suite call or handwrite notes to your new members? In other words, the CEO, the CFO, the CIO, the CMO, all those people are in the C-suites and senior vice president level.
Yeah.
How powerful is that if a new member received a call from the CEO of the credit union? Doesn't have to be long. Just, hey, thank you for your membership.
Exactly.
Appreciate you being here. 60 seconds at the most.
Yep.
That's very proud. Do that in the first 30 days they're a member. That's going to have a long-lasting impact.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing you do, is onboard your members. But I want to challenge you. It's not just your new members to onboard. Onboard your new employees as well.
Oh, yeah.
Those, again, your employees, they're your brand ambassadors. They're the ones living it every day. So make sure that you don't just start the very first day with a credit union. Don't start them very first hour filling out HR paperwork.
I know.
Rather,
we've all been there.
About your credit union's culture,
and
your brand. What does it mean to work here? What is it? You know, what are our values? Educate them on that, and then do something fun, like have them take their camera, their selfie, take a picture of themselves at their new workstation with their fellow coworkers, and then post that to their social media channels.
Now you're talking.
Start my new job at ABC Credit Union. Here's my new teamwork. You know, get them going. It's so exciting. Let use those tools out there for them and do that. I had one credit union tell me that what they do for new employees is they literally have a red carpet, literally roll out the red carpet. And when the new employee walks in, they have all their current employees stand on the sides of the carpet and they cheer. They applaud as the new employee is coming into work for the very first day. Look for creative ways like selfies, red carpet, whatever it is, to welcome these new people, the new employees, because they're the ones who are going to live it. Those first 2 hours with you, those first half day, that first day with you sets the tone for the rest of their career with you.
No doubt.
So make sure you're setting that. So it's onboarding with new members and onboarding with your new employees as well.
Yeah, those employees, they're a pretty powerful asset. So treat them right, and they'll do amazing things for you, most definitely.
Yep.
Mark, always a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks,
you have these fantastic nuggets of wisdom, and it's just such a you're such an asset to the industry. So thank you so much for doing this. Where can we find you in the next couple of months? Because I know you're all over the map.
Thank you. Yeah, next month.
You're speaking. Where are you?
Yeah, I'll be in Colorado next week doing brand training with one of our clients. And then the following week, we'll be teaching at CUNA's Lending School in San Antonio about mobile lending about leading for lenders. How do you lead lending departments?
Okay.
So mobile lending and leadership. Then I'll be in Iowa working with a client there on strategic planning and their brand plan. And then in June, I'll be at CUNA's Marketing Management School teaching them multiple sessions. I'll be covering there from copywriting to generational marketing to member engagement and onboarding. So lots of places we'll be at the next few months. Look forward to seeing people out there.
Yeah, no doubt. You are all over the map, sir. And
thank
you.
And before I close, Mike, I do want to say one last thing. Yeah. And that is I want to thank you for providing amazing content and information for those of us in the creative movement and industry. What you do, the content you put out is so valuable. It's via video, which is an awesome way to consume, and it's always high content. So I want to tell you, you are making a difference out there. So thank you for all that you do for creative.
Oh my gosh, you're so welcome. Yeah, this is fun stuff. And having folks like you on the show and getting that message out is a pleasure to this industry. I really enjoy doing it. It's not work, it's fun. It's great.
It's fun. Exactly.
Just like what you do. So thank you again, Mark. Appreciate the time, and we will see you on the road somewhere.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.